The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Frank James Bailey, voice actor and writer. As a voice actor, you might have heard my voice on Channel Frederator videos. As a writer, I've written 3 books about a female superhero named Turkana. And today I want you to join me on the PVD cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 244. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're safe and healthy. And I'm just going to be quite honest. I'm going to try to keep this introduction kind of short because this episode is a little bit long. It's also boisterous, rowdy, wild, and ornery as well, but more on that in a few minutes. And so I don't want to waste a lot of time. I want to jump right on into it. This episode is going to feature my appearance on a game show called Remake Revolution. Longtime listeners of this podcast know all about this little game show. But for those of you that don't, allow me to fill you in. Remake Revolution is the brainchild of Mike McGee. Mike McGee is a podcaster and a YouTuber from New Jersey that was born and raised here in Columbus, and he is friends with the Three Geeks podcast, which is how I came to know Mike. And so this little game show basically is about taking a movie property, remaking it, reworking it, based on a pitch of the plot, the cast, the writer, and the director, and a marketing plan. So that's the criterion in which contestants will be competing on this game show. I, of course, played the judge and listened to both teams and picked a winner. Mike was the host. And you know what? Let's go ahead and let's talk about who the teams are. The first team is Team Three Geeks, featuring Max and Dan from the Three Geeks podcast. They're taking on the Tromaville Mop Club, which that should give you a little hint as to what the property is, but more on that in a minute. Victor Dandridge and Ryan Seymour. Now, Victor and Ryan have a wonderful YouTube show called Black, White, and Red All Over, where they get advanced copies of comic books. They kind of read them and then film a little review show, giving their opinions on the books and hopefully encouraging you to buy the good ones and maybe encouraging you to stay away from the bad ones. But there's more to that tandem, as Ryan is also the co-owner of Comic Town, a great comic book store here in Columbus, Ohio. And Victor's a comic book creator. He has Vantage In-House Productions, which is his imprint, his publishing company, which puts out a lot of different types of books. The Samaritan, Kinder Guardians, the You Create Comics line, which is kind of a educational, kind of language arts, kind of like social studies curriculum. That he has developed, and a lot of other great books too. So it is going to be Team Three Geeks versus the Tromaville Mop Club, as I stated, and let's get right to it. They are going to have to remake the classic bad film of all bad films, The Toxic Avenger. So I'm going to apologize in advance and say that, you know, at times this episode is going to go off the rails. You got 4 guys that are going to be arguing over different points. And I apologize for that, but overall, I think it's going to be a real fun episode. It's really going to be a great one, and we're going to get to it here in a minute. First, I'd like to plug a few of these individuals' social medias and websites and whatnot. Mike McGee can be found on YouTube. Simply go into youtube.com/MikeMcGeeTV. That is his channel where he does a variety of different projects, so you need to check him out. Black, White, and Red All Over is also available through YouTube, but if you need a link to the most current episode, just go to Comic Town's website, which is worldofcomictown.com. Everything for Victor Dandridge is under @Vantage In-House. That his website, his social medias and whatnot. And last but not least, the Three Geeks. You can find them at threegeeks.ninja, one of the more interesting and unusual URLs, but that's threegeeks.ninja. You can get all of the podcasts there as well as through all the other outlets. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about a sponsor real quick and Redline Radio, and then we'll get to the competition. So this episode was brought to you by World's Greatest Comics. As you may know, they are located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. They have tons of single issues, graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, collectibles, back issues, basically everything you need for your fandom, they got. So stop on over to the store and say hi to Jeff or the fine folks over there at the store, or you can check them out online by going to their website, wgcomics.com, or through Facebook, just look for at WG Comics. And this episode, much like every episode of the PVD Cast, airs live every Monday night at 9:30 through Redline Radio. And I gotta tell you, folks, there are so many great shows and so much great music on Redline Radio, you need to be listening. And you can do that by going to the website, redlineradiollc.com, or through their Facebook page, which is at Redline Radio LLC. Or if you're an Android phone user, you can go over to the Google Play Store, download the Redline Radio LLC app, and you can take the station with you wherever you go. And the app for Apple and iPhone is coming real soon. So with that being said, let's throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear Remake Revolution, The Toxic Avenger.
Welcome back to the Remake Revolution, courtesy of Three Geeks, the PVD Cast, and Mike McGee TV. This is a joint effort. Welcome. I am Mike McGee. I am serving as your host only for this episode. I get to just sit back and relax and watch everyone else sweat it out trying to make something. So we have, to start off with, our judge for this round on the Remake Revolution is John Orlando from the PVD Cast. Follow him.
Yay!
At PVDM. What's your Twitter handle again?
It's a bunch of letters. PVD MVP.
That's right. PVD MVP. Follow him on there, but also, of course, PVDcast.com. And he just started Matt Talk with one of the geeks, Jason.
Oh, so, if you haven't heard Matt Talk, episode one is hot fire.
It'll blow you off your feet just like boom. That. Boom.
The only two people to ever spit more hot fire than Dylon.
Whoa.
That's a big claim, whoa. Max.
That is. I don't know if we can back that up on Matt Talk.
Yeah,
okay.
So yeah.
I wouldn't say
turn it down. Turn it down.
You might have heard that Matt Locke is boring. You might have heard that somewhere. But obviously you weren't listening to Matt Talk. That's all I'm saying.
If ever I heard an endorsement for a new podcast, that was it right there, folks. Check out right Matt Talk.
There you go.
On
thank
Anchor,
you. Thank you all.
I'm not the co-owner of Three Geeks Podcast.
But no bias. Way to go, Max. But John is going to be judging for tonight because he's just so tired of winning, I guess. But we're left with our semi-returning champions, half and half, I want to say, from Team Three Geeks, Max and Dan. Welcome back, gentlemen.
What's up? Hey. John hasn't won that many games, though.
I was confused by that, too, in all honesty. Yeah, I'm not so sure that my
win. Okay, I feel like he was trying to be nice,
but when you lose
the very belt that you made to me, you don't get to be like, oh, he's a winner.
I like how they're ribbing the judge right now.
Yeah, there you go. This is going to help you in any way.
Keep it going.
This is how much I am assured. Like, I understand that John is a fair and impartial judge. He can set aside our rivalry for the tag team championship of Remake Revolution and okay. judge fairly. I that's one of the things I love about John.
Yeah. Okay, but two things. One, are the belts on the line tonight?
No.
Oh,
no, we didn't discuss that.
We didn't discuss that.
Oh, it's an exhibition match. Oh, okay.
But that would have to be me and Jason. That would have to be.
Oh, that's right. Jason.
Save your money.
It would have to be Jason and you. That's correct. Secondly, Victor, in all absolute honesty, some of these guys in the group text today just started throwing ideas around. I'm like, I'm in this group text.
I don't want to see.
Bias.
I thought it was across the board already. Okay.
I'm not gonna say some cryptocurrency wasn't exchanged.
Grab the dollars again, just in case.
I mean, payment in Werther's Originals.
Yes.
Whoa, not Werther's. We got actual cash money.
What are you gonna do with that? You better go get you some Werther's.
Wow. Oh. You say Werther's, but can you say Ricola?
There you go. The original.
That's all I'm saying. Kind
of feel good candy.
Yeah.
I'm a Ricola person. Absolutely. We'll
put Skittles in the middle. Whatever.
But I just meant John is winning at life.
That's true.
Oh, well done. Awesome. Oh, nice.
Remake Revolution.
That was a retcon worthy of DC if I ever saw one.
I remade my intro for John. So that's how it works here. Just remaking the moment.
Yeah, all right.
But welcome some new contenders here to the Revolution. We have Victor and Ryan, courtesy of Black, White, and Red All Over, the YouTube show. On the Comic Town channel, I believe.
Yep, Comic Town TV.
Nice, Comic Town TV. That's right. I'm originally from Columbus, so I'm semi-familiar. That is in the Columbus area, correct?
Yes, indeed. What part of town are you from?
I'm originally from the Worthington area. So
okay.
The suburbs.
No, you're like right around the corner from us.
Nice.
Are you guys at Comic Town right now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, they're at the shop.
Yeah, we live here. This is what we do. You know.
So as I understand it, you do like a weekly show where you like review a couple of comics and then are able to kind of get into them a little bit and sort of.
We literally just finished this week's episode. So we get to do new releases, a little preview before they hit the stands and let people know which ones we think are worth your time and money and which ones Ryan made big mistakes on.
Yeah.
Cool. No, but I dig that though. Like, and he was like, hey, being honest, thought it was going to be cool. Like,
it was going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, a collection is an investment, and you want to get like the best for your money. So it's like, absolutely.
You know, there's also people like Dan who love that cringy, like just bad stuff. Like,
he's your teammate, Max.
Ludacris.
But I'm not, truthfully, Dan, like, right?
What?
You like terrible things.
I like good things. You call my good things terrible.
You also like good things is what you mean to say.
Yes.
From a certain point of view.
We want you to.
Exactly.
Dissension, yes.
No, we already have the plan done. Like, the work's already done, fellas. Like, we can argue back
stuff down?
Wow, this is just what we normally do. It's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We actually had a really good, productive meeting today.
Victor, I understand you also have a indie label as well, Vantage In-House Productions.
Yes, in fact, if you look over my shoulder, you can see my logo here up on the wall. We do all kinds of different titles from all ages, mature, young adults, teens, but primarily in the superhero realm, but I just love telling stories.
Where can people find some more like information? What is your website or your social media?
Yeah, I'm at Vantage In-House on all social media. VantageInHouse.com is our website, so you can definitely check us out there. And you can definitely buy my stuff from Comic Town. What?
Mm-hmm.
Come join us and buy some stuff here. And actually, they have, I think you guys are the only store to have Wonder Care number 6 in stock. So the newest issue of our all-ages-friendly superhero series, shout out to Justin Castaneda as the co-creator on that one. But they have the only copies of issue 6 that you can buy. So come here, get it.
Hey, I was going to ask real quick, Victor. How is things going with the You Create Comics? The kind of the side project that's, you know, me and Corona are going to fight.
Like, I had one of the biggest deals lined up of all time. Columbus City Schools was integrating it into a summer program. We're talking 7,000 students. And let's just say, I was charging more than $1 per student. Let's just say it like that. And it was going to be a hefty deal. And Corona shut everything down. And I'm weeping. But I'm figuring it out. I'm still making moves and still standing. I'm still strong, you know. So, yeah.
Cool.
We're all learning how to adapt. And I wish you all the best with that. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Sounds like a good initiative. So now that we've kind of met each other, had a couple of laughs, exchanged money. Let's get into the revolution here.
Let them fight.
I neither confirm nor deny my depositing $10 billion into John's offshore Cayman bank account.
Listen, I'll lose for less than that. Okay. Yeah. I just want you could have paid me like a tenth of that and I would have thrown the whole thing. Like throwing it out there.
Applebee's gift.
I don't mind paying the extra. Right. But yeah, I got it going on. I mention that I'm the co-owner of Three Geeks Podcast?
I mean, I did hear that. I definitely heard that.
Just man.
Your card and whisper armpit hair.
Why you gotta bring that back up?
I joke, guys.
Damn.
Explain later. About some dissension. That was epic.
We'll explain later.
Yeah, we're gonna let y'all grown folks.
If you want to know about that, check out the episode of Remake Revolution, where it's three geeks versus the
staunch cast.
Staunch cast.
Flash Gordon, it didn't go well. Brian threw something that wasn't quite thoroughly discussed out there, and it just sank our battleship, shall we say.
It's allegedly not quite thoroughly discussed.
Let's put it this way. That was the last time I judged a Remake Revolution. I know that much.
They even sit down off the judge's chair?
Yep. Wow. I was just like, I can't deal with this.
Mike, it's like, I've created a monster
beyond my control. So speaking of that monster, let's get into it, shall we? The point of Remake Revolution is there is a franchise out there that we believe might do with a good overhaul or a reboot. We have two teams here that have their own ideas and their own kind of angles on how to reboot it or remake that franchise. And that franchise is the Toxic Avenger. What is kind of your connection or your history with the Toxic Avenger?
You want to ask us?
Yeah, I think you broke up a little bit, Mike.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You broke up a little bit.
Yeah, what is your history with the Toxic Avenger, your own?
For me, going back when I was like a kid in high school and like running into those trauma films that my parents were very much against me watching, like finding out, like the first time watching it, expecting like some epic experience that was going to like change my life. And it did, but just like, it just
not the right way.
Yeah. It was so deep. It was so beautiful.
I mean, that's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. Toxic Avenger is definitely one of those things that is a mark of the times. Mm-hmm. It's a movie that couldn't be made now as it is. But it's up there with, you know, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Like there's something about it that is so classic and cult friendly and great. When I grew up, I also had the cartoon, the Toxic Crusaders. So, like, on top of knowing how bad the movie was, which I probably shouldn't have, I also had, like, a really cheesy cartoon to just feed into how bad it is. So, I actually got to meet Lloyd Kaufman, I think it was last year, maybe the year before, hosted him on a couple panels. So, you know, getting to talk to him was huge. And, so that's awesome stuff.
How about for Team Three Geeks over here? What is your connection or history with the Toxic Avenger?
I love trauma films. They're great. You know, Class of Nukem High series. Yeah. Romeo and Juliet, I think, is my favorite. Nice. I just love Lemmy as the narrator. It's the greatest thing.
Yes, ever. Lemmy from Motorhead is the narrator.
Yeah, it's just good stuff. I love that they know what they make, and they are unashamed to make it. Max?
How about for you, Max?
Okay, for me, this was the very first time I had ever seen a trauma film. This is the very first time I ever seen Toxic Avenger. I instantly knew what it was. And 3 minutes into the movie, and you get it. And then, I appreciate what they're doing. I'm not, like, a huge fan of it. Like, it's not really, you know, I don't want to hate on it because it's so obvious that they know what's going on. So there's no reason to like talk shit about it, you know, because like they did this on purpose. But like, you know, it's really good in that too. Like, and like the characters are so just like deliciously terrible. And it's one of those movies that it's just, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe somebody actually put this on a film. So I love it for that. But this is my first experience with it. So it was interesting to say the least. The one note I do have that was just like, actually like pretty much unbearable was the score. It's so enduring. It just goes on and on and on. It's a straight up 80s style like synthesizer thing going. Like I'm
I don't understand the problem here.
It could just be me.
Yeah, I'm hearing nothing but wins here. Nothing but dubs.
I found it very hard to to be there and just hang with it after like minute seven of the same.
It was stressing you out, wasn't it? It was stressing you out, wasn't it?
I was driving and I was stressed, man. I just needed to drive, man.
Does it make it any better or worse, Max, if I told you that the theme was done on a keytar?
Yeah, it makes it better.
Oh, okay.
But not so much better that I would want to go through that again.
Okay.
Dang.
Harsh words there from the new Toxic Avenger viewer. So let's get right into it then. We start off here with the first round, I believe, is the pitch. What this means is basically, what is your angle for this new remake or reboot? What is kind of maybe perhaps the perspective or storytelling gimmicks you would use to make this new version of Toxic Avenger appeal to today's audience? You have a question, Max? Point of order.
It just said iPhone across my screen.
That's because my phone gave me a 20% warning, so I'm gonna have to get up and plug this in.
No, I'm like, I feel like you guys are backed by Apple somehow. This is crazy.
What do you mean? What? Yeah, no, of course we aren't.
It's one of his tactics. He's trying to throw you off your game.
And it clearly is working.
He's like, I know Lloyd Coffin. No biggie.
And then that news about the keytar really threw him off too. So.
Yeah, it was that just blew his mind.
Keytar.
He really googled it. He's like, keytar. What is that?
Oh no, I'm aware.
Oh my god.
That's right.
Keytar. That's where it's Black Adam's from, right? Rocks a keytar. Anyone with brass balls to rock a keytar, you got my respect.
Who are some of the great keytar players of music? By the way,
Hailstorm.
All of them? What do you mean?
Yes.
Are you supposed to separate?
Once you learn and master the keytar, you're accepted into Valhalla. You can just choose to stay here.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Valkyries bear their breath to you.
Well,
it's the keytar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the song of the keytar.
Since Max was a little distracted by the iPhone product placement, we're going to let Tromaville Mob Club start things off here.
I forgot the name. Oh, no!
Yes. What is your pitch for your reboot of Toxic Avenger?
All right, so here's the truth of the matter here. We weren't prepared for that, so we're going to literally riff this as we go right now. We're in the pitch session.
Go for it. Improv is awesome.
I want to jump first. I have plenty of paper and pencil to jot down ideas.
Let's do it.
All right.
So what do you want to go for? I first think that this is clearly a movie told in the age post the MCU. So what we need is shine, right?
Yeah.
So clearly we're going to go for a star that we can build this franchise around. This is going to be the Iron Man of our movie here, right?
Of Troma 2.
Of Troma 2, absolutely. So the pitch here that I'm thinking is lovable loser, right?
Yeah.
Comic book fan,
very true,
right? Super, super, absolute level loser there. Yeah. Struggles with reading, right? Like we'll just put like a literacy deficit.
This is a character that speaks to me.
100%. Definitely puts into a Carrie-esque situation where he's trying to make friends.
And it just doesn't work.
Not at all,
people
right?
People are picking on him, and he just doesn't know it.
He doesn't know. He doesn't have the cues.
Yeah.
He doesn't recognize, right? Mm-hmm. So what this is we'll say it is a person that might be on the spectrum but have never been diagnosed. Yeah. So he's doing his best, trying to, you know, get through, can't do it. People are pushing back, evil bullies, right? They set up the biggest prank possible by filling up the school pool with toxic material. And they convince him that as a celebration of him, they're going to have a pool party. Unbeknownst to him, though, it's got this mutagenic material in it, right? So in this regard, it's not the accident that they're chasing him and he falls out of the window type thing. They've literally collected this material, put it in the pool, and someone pushes him in, right? So we get the dark, you know, kind of a Dark Man-esque sort of situation where he makes his way out. But like they literally leave him there thinking that he's going to die and they don't want to get caught.
Yeah.
So they leave and boom, that's the beginning. So it's literally Toxie's revenge. That is the whole point. It's young Toxie getting revenge on the bullies that attacked him.
Nice. All right. Did you get all that, John?
Yes, I believe that we are good.
Cool, cool.
Or I'm good. All right. My notes.
Awesome. John was just drawing.
I know, right? He's just drawing.
To the giant penis man on his thing.
Great, great.
Glorious wizard with the freaking, like on a unicorn and a rainbow and freaking.
Oh my God.
So
now we can go into like other details, like, you sure. know, beyond this, this is like that opening origin piece. What right. you find out is that one of the guys, he's the son of the, we'll call it a evil businessman. He works for, we'll call it a Rupco.
And that's where they get the toxic
sludge. That's where they get the toxic sludge. And if you take Rupco and switch it around, what's it spell? Corrupt. So that's the way that this kind of goes, where Toxie is trying to get his revenge, but the kid is being protected by his evil father, who then pulls a total shredder move mm-hmm. by building his own toxic thugs to fight against.
Everything Captain Planet didn't have the balls to be.
Boom.
Hands down, Ryan yeah. wins.
If that's the stinger, you guys just automatically win. I mean, yeah. I'd go see that movie right now.
Yeah, I'll go see that. Like, shut up and take my money. Shut up and take my money right now.
Can you tell awesome. That you work that on awesome. Comic books? Jeez. It's like, all right, Team Three Geeks, what is your pitch then?
Oh, no, we're done after.
Oh, no, we're not.
Come on.
Just play. Dan, you want to take the lead on this?
Sure. All right, so Troma has such a rich history, and yet most of the kids don't know anything about them. So what you need to do is not mess with the original story, but make it bigger and grander than ever before. So we are building a rock opera.
Oh my God.
Of the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, we're gonna Evil Dead to it, sort of.
Wait. Isn't there already a Toxic Avenger
with musical?
Yeah, there's a musical.
Yeah, there is one.
Yeah.
Okay, but okay.
This is better.
That's the musical. This is a rock opera.
This is better.
Yes.
I like your moxie.
This is the rock opera. Now,
just wait until you hear the rest of this. All right, now you're
gonna. Yeah.
You best not compare it to any paltry musical that might exist.
Exactly, a stage show for this? No,
sir.
But we want to incorporate Troma's rich history into the background of it. So we're gonna have like Sergeant Kabuki Man in. You know, wandering around, and you know, you got like Romeo and Juliet, even like maybe Troma's War, as messed up as that was. You have that one car crash that they use for like every movie. We're just gonna bring that back.
It's a good car crash.
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, you know, like
right. Why mess? That's good footage, man. Don't waste that.
So maybe Sam Raimi's car this time.
True.
That's messed up, man. Messed up.
But yeah, it's just going to be the Toxic Avenger, but bigger and better than you have ever seen it before.
I like it. Yeah, yeah. That's solid. I would watch that.
Get some pop rock vibes.
Yeah.
I need a minute, please. If I'm
Oh, no. Take all the all time right. you need, sir.
So now that we've – I'll vamp a little bit here. So now that we've worked out, like, what the pitches are, next come the next couple of rounds, which is going to kind of flesh out the creative team that's going to be behind these pitches. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to stay with Team Three Geeks, and we are going to explore the possibility of the director, who's going to helm your – rock opera, Troma tribute, extravaganza there.
All right.
So Team Three Geeks.
We've got a very, I feel, this is kind of like big news pick. It's, you know, it kind of goes against the Troma grain because this is like a very, like, we have a lot of like star power in there, but we still want the Troma feel to it. So we're going, for director, we're going co-directing James Gunn and Lloyd Kaufman.
I only laugh because that's exactly like we picked James Gunn as well.
No, you didn't. Because we did.
Well, I know, right? Like that's what we were talking about. Like,
yeah, you can't. Unfortunately for you, we got to go first, so you can't.
Fair game.
Mike, what's the rules? The judge. I mean, this has never happened in the history of Remake Revolution.
Well, no, we're good. We're good. I think the other component works for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
can we do the writer as well?
Oh yeah, you want if you want to do a writer as well, writer and director.
Oh okay. All right. So, do you want to? All right, I'm not the only one who actually knows his name.
Yes.
Okay. All right. To write this, we thought that there would be none better than Batman and Robin writer Akiva Goldsman to take this one because. He would be like, dude, do your best. And he would give you a Batman and Robin terrible movie. And he's like, look, I did it. And we're like, yes, thank you. Thank you for this. This is the worst.
And then you hand it to James Gunn, who makes it awesome.
Oh, yeah. And then, yeah, rock opera.
Could you repeat that writer, please?
Oh, okay. Akiva Goldsman.
Goldsman. Okay.
He wrote Batman and Robin.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Batman that's really good. Yeah, that's wow. Yeah. Wow.
And to give you a taste too, not only did he write Batman and Robin, he also wrote A Beautiful Mind and won like awards for that stuff.
Indeed.
Yeah. My God.
It's like what is this man? Like All right. Tromaville Mob Club, your director.
So and writer. You know, while we threw out, you know, James Gunn now because you gotta go with the toxic bathwater, our director will be Taika Waititi. And writer is none other than Kevin Smith.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Because Kevin Smith, he loves the bad stuff. He loves the B movies. He loves the pop culture. And he has a respect for it. At the same time, he's able to make fun of it, which can really dial things up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But that's gonna up your dialogue by like 35%. I guess.
As long as it's funny. Yeah. As long as it's funny, that's all that matters to me.
Truth be told, I thought Victor was going to say he was going to write it. So
No.
That would have been balls. I would have respected that.
No. That's not fair. That's not fair because nobody else would like listening would be able to just naturally like, oh, yeah, he's the greatest person of all time, which I am. Just want to let that, you know.
It's on the Wikipedia.
Yeah.
God, we should have done it. We should have
writer of the toxic offensive. Yeah. Greatest of all time, Victor Daniels.
Edit.
In 2020, it was announced that Victor Dandridge.
Lord would call me like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
I saw that.
I'll take it down.
I saw that.
Bleeding cool interviews nonstop.
Right. Like, oh, and I'm like, no, it was a joke. Never mind. Buy my bullets, manager house.
Victor's blaming it on kids in the neighborhood. I don't know. The kids in the neighborhood, dude.
Damn.
Heard me talking about it.
You know that COVID is going around. These kids have got computers and time on their hands.
Let me write Toxic Avenger. You got the COVID.
Bring COVID.
That's the
Oh, man. You need to go get yourself checked. That's dangerous.
You got the COVID.
You're hallucinating already.
That's another symptom. an eagerness to write toxic Avenger stories.
That's right.
Another symptom of the COVID.
So. That's, you know, I don't know, man. I'm feeling kind of itchy. Like that I might have it.
Sorry. There's one thing. I just got to throw out there real quick. I don't know if we can even toss this in. This is like some bonus round shit. But we forgot to mention we're gonna set up the Toxic Crusaders universe with this movie. So this is the.
I think that can go in the pitch.
Yeah, that can go in the pitch.
Yeah.
Sure. Your world building.
Like, there's only the Toxic Crusaders like cartoon. Like this be like live action Toxic Crusader. This, like,
Toxic
this
Crusaders the universe. Or something.
I feel like he took that from us because we said that.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Yeah,
I'm just saying we said that.
Yeah,
we said
just,
that.
Just copy it.
You talked about the cartoon.
Like, I got it written down right here. I can show you. Like, it's
it's in a different circle.
It's in a different, like, font.
That could have been written.
It's circled right there.
Yeah.
Hold on. Mike, can we get the handwriting analysis guy on this?
Can we get the jotted analysis, please? How long has the ink been on the page? Touch it.
That's dry ink. That's dry ink.
You like how he held it upside down the wrong way?
Well, he doesn't want to show you the rest of his picks, so that's why. I told you, he's going to try to throw you off your game here, but
man, that's
you're holding
messed up.
Strong, holding strong.
That's all right. We're going to talk about it at the next cookout.
Yeah, there you go. The next round here, I'm going to stick with Tromaville Mob Club. This is the cast. Now, this is who you might envision in the lead. And I know sometimes Toxic Avengers has been sort of a dual role, but you know, other supporting characters or other like important characters that you feel you would add into this remake, who is your cast?
Well, Melvin is very important to get right.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get the right person for Melvin. Yep. And the issue, of course, is kind of, I don't know, you kind of got to, you got to build up somebody that I think you could carry over with, you know, with technology as it is now. You know, we're going to put some money into this. Me personally, I don't know how you feel about this. I think we should do like in Captain America, where we CGI onto a weaker body, Ryan Reynolds. That's my pick for Melvin.
I think he could pull that off.
Yeah, yeah.
With Daniel Day-Lewis retiring from acting.
We need someone to fill this, you know.
Again.
We need someone. So, and then obviously on the flip side, Toxie would definitely be played by Ryan, which I think adds to the verisimilitude of it. I just want to see Ryan's beautiful eye in its very mobileness as opposed to the stationary one. And the jokes that he would get, you know, it, in case, you know, the Deadpool thing doesn't quite work out.
Yeah,
you know,
Deadpool 3 could flop.
It could, 100%. We could be over that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if there's anywhere that I think Ryan should fall in terms of the superhero genre, it's Toxie.
Yeah.
So
imagine him being the Metatron for Kevin Smith's jokes.
Boom. Boom. Yeah. Actually, why have we never seen that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like something that should happen.
100%.
Like peanut butter and chocolate, like cocaine and waffles.
Waffles?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
You never had cocaine and waffles, dude?
Yeah, yeah, no. Like, not regularly. Like, you know, he said it like a normal meal. You know.
Like, okay, I was just like, you know, you said we needed to talk. I'm like, we really need to talk, like, apparently.
Yeah, don't spoil the 4th of July meal, Max.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, I gotta help this man. Like,
my bad.
This dude hasn't lived. Like, I'm just trying to make sure, like, I'm trying to take care of you.
Listen, man, I'm on the south side. We don't got it like that, okay?
All right. Oh, there it is again.
It did it again. All right, I'm going to have to find a plug because now we're at 10%, so I'm going to have to find a plug.
No problem.
Who else do you want to put in there?
Well, we gotta figure out because there's the evil father of the bullies.
Right.
Oh, man, that's a toughie. I'm a fan of Udo Kier, but, like,
it's a bit niche.
But, yeah, I mean, like, he can bring that kind of, like.
No, creepy. Udo Kier is perfect because he is of that niche market. That's fantastic.
Forgive my ignorance.
Forgive my ignorance, too. Who is that? Ryan, who is that?
Udo Kier? What? Yes.
Oh, my God.
He has only been in, like, every movie ever.
Okay, think Blade. Okay,
yeah,
the Blade. Head of the Vampire Council.
Oh, that dude. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Suspiria.
Okay. Okay.
Right. I think Slug and Bozo should be played by Jay and Kevin Smith. I think that's...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. That should be... You know, Jay and Silent Bob should make their cameo as those guys, and that would be hilarious to me. The female interest, love interest, who is blind, what we really need to do is spice this up and literally add some color. So Tessa Thompson is who I'm picking for... that role. So who would play his mom? Who's Melvin's mom? I think it should be somebody really wholesome.
Not Meryl Streep. I hate Meryl Streep. I don't even know what I'm...
Bette Midler. I'm with your vibe.
Yeah.
Bette Midler plays Melvin's mom. Yeah.
Yeah. And one cameo by John Waters.
And his mustache. That's important. So important.
He could be like one of the teachers or something. Absolutely.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is your cast then for that remake of The Toxic Avenger. If you need to plug in your phone, go ahead. I'm going to go over here to Team 3 Geeks to see what their cast is like.
All right. We've got some picks. Dan, you want to start it off?
I forgot the name.
Awesome. Good, because I've got it written down.
You've got our cast, sir.
All right. So for Melvin, we're going to go with Nolan Gould. He is son on what's the name?
Modern Family.
Yes, yeah, thank you. Okay. He is he's the white kid son. he's good. He's good at physical comedy. I feel like he can be a good quirky kind of weird kid. So, and then we're gonna go with Matthew McConaughey is gonna be the dubbed over Toxic Avenger voice.
He's gonna sing.
Yes, he's also going to say.
It's going to be awesome.
Glorious. It will be glorious. All right, so yeah, we've got John Cena is going to play the actual Toxic Avenger. Jack Black is going to be the narrator, the overall narrator.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Thank you. Meatloaf is going to play the evil corrupt mayor.
Nice, nice. I mean, it's rock opera. Like, you're in the right place.
And then, okay, so for the blind girlfriend, we're going to have we're going to go with Megan Fox.
Oh!
for the group of, like, marauding badasses who like to run down children in the streets, you know, extra double points for kids under 12.
The heroes? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, the heroes. Like, the poor freaking, they're just held down the whole time. I mean, the man is suffering from stress.
Exactly.
And nobody even... Nobody
cared.
Right.
Nobody cared.
I might need a second, but all right. So for Bozo, we're gonna get Frankie Adams. She plays Bobby Draper on The Expanse. She plays the Martian badass chick. We're gonna gender swap and race swap. So, like, that's how you play nice. Both of those cards at the same time. For Slug, we're gonna get Tom Holland. I believe he's got the chops and. Like, you've never seen him in a role like this, so I feel like he'd be kind of perfect for it. I feel like he could pull off, like that kind of weirdo second-hand bad guy, and like, we just haven't seen that from him yet. But I'd like to give him the opportunity.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, so for the girlfriend, or we're just going to call them girlfriends, the significant others of the evil... I mean, the heroes of this
movie. Right, there you go. There you go. Yeah, yeah. The girls that got naked is basically all you have to say.
I mean,
the girls that got naked.
Like, pejoratively. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. They can get naked or not get naked. Like, we don't, if they're not comfortable with that, I'm not forcing anybody to do anything they don't want to do.
You're a good producer.
You know, like the B movie has changed from the times that the original Toxic Avenger was made. Sure. So we can still pay tribute to it without making the women feel like objects, or, you know, like if they want to do it though, you know, hey, like, I'm not going to stop you. I'm just not going to make you. We're going to get Chloe Grace Moretz. She played Hit Girl in.
Whoa. No, you cannot get Chloe. Okay. She's a baby. She will always be a baby.
Candy
Chloe.
Hey, man, look.
She's
24. It does not have to get weird. It does not have to get weird. Okay? Like, she can do
it. It's too late.
She doesn't want to do nothing. She doesn't got to do nothing. It's fine. Like, no weirdness. No weirdness.
We hired her for her acting talent.
Yeah, we want her for her skills, not for her body. Okay? Like, she is a beautiful person, and we respect the shit out of her. Okay? Like, this is not weird.
Oh, man.
Throwing that out there.
It really got real on this fake remake.
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep monetizing the motherfucker.
Nah, yeah. Thank you, Max.
No, there's a line. Go back.
No, all right. So she is she's gonna play Slug's girlfriend, and then for Bozo's girlfriend, we're getting Justin Timberlake.
Wait, what? Okay, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, because you swapped. That's right.
All
right. Yeah.
But also Justin, it's a rock opera, and it pays, you know, it, you can have Justin Timberlake in there.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
but Justin
true.
Has to get naked. Mindset. Yeah.
Hey, you know, look, if you want swinging dicks, we'll give you swinging dicks. Like, I'll Game of Thrones the shit out of this motherfucker. I don't care.
It's only fair.
Hey, man. Again, I'm not stopping nobody from doing nothing. All right, like, live your life. Live your one life you got.
Max, when you say stuff like that, it makes me think. If you were a director of a movie, you'd be like, just do whatever. Just do whatever. I don't give a shit.
I would be
whatever,
the
man. Whatever I want to do.
Get naked or don't get naked. Okay.
If you don't want to get naked, I'm not telling you to get naked.
But you want
to
say those lines? Say the lines. You want to make something up? Go ahead. I don't care.
Whatever. Like, look. Does your shit work better? Does your shit work better? Let's do that then.
Just tell me it's going to make money.
Right?
That's all I care about at the end.
Like, I just want to stay monetized.
Come here, do your shit, leave, make me money.
That's John, I don't know about you, but I'm getting Howard the Duck flashbacks like I'm getting.
Oh, God.
That was not a compliment.
So,
dark days. Those are
no, yet another remake that we'll tell you about later. But all right, so that's your cast then.
Let's see here. I believe
have one more.
That is all. Okay, we said Megan Fox, Jack Black narrating, Meatloaf's playing the mayor, Nolan Gould is playing Melvin, Matthew McConaughey as the Toxic Avengers dubbed over voice, and also singing voice, John Cena to play the Toxic Avenger. We've got Tom Holland in there playing Slug, Frankie Adams playing Bozo with Hit Girl as a girlfriend, and Justin Timberlake swinging dicks as a girlfriend.
Every time, man. Every time. Okay.
Every time. All right. John, I don't envy you. So this last round here, we're doing this round, right, John?
Yes, we are doing marketing. Yes.
Okay, marketing. I'm going to pass it on over to Team 3 Geeks, your marketing.
You know what you don't see anymore? You don't see classic road shows of film. So before this comes out in theaters, it's going to go out on tour. It's going to have Guar opening for it.
I mean, it makes sense. It's a rock, you know, it's got rock opera sensibilities.
That's hard to beat. We're doing an American tour, and then like the I guess we can do a world tour, you know, because
might as well. They love them in Japan,
and like I would like them to go to Australia right after they hit America, just because Australia never gets anything. Like the tour, I think it'd just be it's in the spirit of trauma, because like it's a very cult following, so I feel like, you know, like the
wait a minute. Did you almost misspeak and say Trump instead of he trauma?
No. I almost said trauma.
No, he said it. I heard it.
I almost said trauma.
Heard it. I heard it.
Trauma. But anyway, I think that, you know, like a little like sort of convention style display of the movie before the actual movie comes out to all theaters would be a really good momentum builder and, you know, get all the people out to enjoy the shit that they like.
All right.
Okay.
Nice.
Tromaville Mob Club, what is your marketing ploy?
You guys have to do that as team.
Two words, MySpace. Boom. Get it.
These guys think outside the box.
Right? Like, think about it. No one is there. Yep. What is more toxic? MySpace. Mm-hmm. And in fact,
Twitter?
Not only is it MySpace, I think we can get Ryan to do like a Canadian cover band.
Oh my God.
Yeah. As Toxie, mm-hmm. just like the Turtles used to do, mm-hmm. where they would go around the stadiums and whatnot. So we'll see your rock opera opening with Guar, but we'll actually do like,
he knows Celine Dion.
Right?
He knows Alanis Morissette.
Right? All these other Canadians.
Probably Nickelback?
Definitely Nickelback.
Yeah, they told us Nickelback.
Yeah.
Okay, quick note about Nickelback. We dismissed Nickelback as possible of the group of heroes. We were going to just have Nickelback.
Oh, damn.
Everybody hates Nickelback.
I like where we're at, though. That's a vibe. Yeah. That's a vibe right there. I think the marketing piece should be tangible slime-oriented things.
Yeah,
so, you know, be the Toxic Avenger. You know, put slime on your face. We will actually do a hashtag sort of campaign. It's like duck lips, but with slime, mm-hmm. and it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, show us your trauma is basically, you know, what we're going to do.
Toxic challenge.
Yeah. All the toxic challenge. You know that dance, the mop, where the kids are doing that? Yeah, we're bringing that back heavy. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna put that in. And, we're going to build, like, a whole organic campaign of just people wanting Toxie on MySpace, though.
But more importantly, Toxie's goo on their face.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It worked for me as an altar boy. It'll work for us now.
Boom.
So, yeah.
We're going to hell.
I'm done. I'm done. They win. Oh my God. I'm done. We need to get this man some help. Oh my God.
It's trauma, Bill. What are you?
Yeah, I know. It's like, what do you expect? It's trauma.
Those dudes had glad bags of cocaine. Come on. That's in the movie.
Sir. Yeah.
Right.
Bad respect to you. Bad respect
I mean, I got to be honest. I gotta be honest. The first time that I saw the Toxic Avenger, and they show that he urinates toxic fluid.
Yes.
But then when he's making love to Sarah, I'm like, that's not
dangerous.
Good.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's
whatever.
He's just making hot love to her. That's all.
Why you gotta make it weird?
We ain't judging.
Why do you gotta make it weird? Yeah.
Terrible.
Well,
all of a sudden, a radar sense kicks in. It's like, wait, look, I can see you.
This has been a fun last remake revolution.
I have a decision to make. Yes. So I'm going to take out the earbuds. I'm going to step away for a moment, take a look at what we have here, and I'll come back in a minute or two.
At this point in the episode, as you heard, I'm taking a minute or two to decide who is going to win Remake Revolution. And while I was doing that, the guys are going to discuss how awful the movie Cats was, but I'm not going to bore you with all of that. I am going to remind you that today's episode is brought to you by World's Greatest Comics. It's the one-stop shop for all of your comic book related needs. They've got single issues, graphic novels, back issues, toys, collectibles, basically everything for your fandom they have. So stop on over to the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio, or check them out online, either through their website, wgcomics.com, or through their Facebook page, just search for @WGComics. And no matter how you interact with the folks at the store, let them know that you heard about it from me, John Orlando, right here on the PVD cast. Now let's get back to Remake Revolution and find out who wins.
Well, right. Here's one decision that we can all live well with, hopefully. John, what is your verdict?
Okay, so I'm going to break it down like we normally do, section by section. I have to say that for winging it and coming up with it on the fly, I really like the pitch from the Tromaville Mop Club. Victor and Ryan, those were very, very good. I like the idea of mixing in a little bit of newer stuff, such as the evil businessman and the son and creating his own army of mutants. I like that. The rock opera had its points. I liked it, guys, especially tying in all the other characters from the other Troma movies. But my big problem with that is if you're not familiar with those other, you know, Sergeant Kabuki, for example, if you're not familiar with that character, then you're going to have to spend all this time talking about that character maybe. And that kind of shied me away from
it. It's just the Easter eggs, man. Like if you don't get it, it just wasn't for you. It just passes you by, but it doesn't hurt the movie. It just adds to it.
There's gonna be 20 YouTube videos about it, like the next day, all the Easter eggs in the thing. Did you spot Sergeant Kabuki, man?
Though, but you know,
sponsored by Cats.
Yeah.
Again, see.
Okay.
Three Geeks is in no way, shape, or form affiliated with the movie Cats. I know.
So we go to director and writer, Team Three Geeks. You mentioned James Gunn and Lloyd Kaufman sharing directing duties.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And Akiva Goldsman as the writer. Tromaville Mop Club. You went with Kevin Smith as a writer, and I can never say his name. Thank you. I can never say it. Team Three Geeks, I went with this one because I think that the idea of taking, I mean, I like the idea. James Gunn is wacky enough, but then you put in Lloyd Kaufman. I got to go that way. So let's go to the cast. The cast for the Tromaville Mop Club.
Yeah.
Melvin and the Toxic Avenger being played by Ryan Reynolds. Tessa Thompson as Sarah. Jay and Silent Bob are Slug and Bozo. Bette Midler plays Mom, Melvin's mom. There is no evil mayor, but there is the evil father character, Udo Kier, and a John Waters cameo. So,
John, do me one favor real quick. Just spell Udo Kier for me real quick.
U-D-O-K-I-E-R.
Okay. You looked it up.
There you go.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
But look, I will tell you right now.
How did you spell it? How did you spell it when they first said it?
U-D-O-K-I-R-A. Like Kira.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, so I mean, come on. Come on.
I'm like right. O-O-D.
No, as soon as you said H in there somewhere.
Yeah.
As soon as you said Blade, I'm like, oh, I know who you mean.
Oh, yeah. I know that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. He's one of those, you know, type of actors that you're like, oh, that yeah.
A sex symbol.
You've got that face like some evil asshole.
And you can make a star out of it. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Walton Goggins, there you go. Exactly.
Team Three Geeks said Nolan Gould as Melvin, Megan Fox as Sarah, Matthew McConaughey as the voice of the Toxic Avenger, John Cena as the actual Toxic Avenger, Meatloaf as the mayor, narrator Jack Black, as for the punks, Bozo would be played by Frankie Adams, and Frankie's significant other would be Justin Timberlake. Slug would be played by Tom Holland, and 23-year-old Chloe Grace Moretz.
She's still 12. That up too. She's still 12. She's still 12.
Yeah, it just feels.
Yeah. I couldn't even watch, what is it, Sorority Girls or Neighbors 2, whatever it is.
Yeah, the Neighbors sequel.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah. I couldn't. And Tessa Thompson is in that, and I'm like, nope.
I went for the cast. I gave it to Three Geeks. I like Nolan Gould as Melvin. That really did it for me. I think he
was. I was really fantastic. Worried. Like that was, you guys solid cast too.
Nice. Well yeah. done. Well yeah. done.
That honestly, all these have been hard to kind of pick between the two, except for marketing. Sorry. Three Geeks, you're gonna do the classic road show. You're gonna take it on the road, man, all around the world, and. It's going to feature, of course, Gwar. I was so hoping King Diamond would be added in.
We're not saying no.
I would make...
Just like Chloe, you know, like, whatever you want to do, we're not saying no.
When a man shows up, you could be on the tour.
Did I just find somebody who loves King Diamond as much as I do?
You don't even know. Yes,
because right? because nobody...
No.
Nobody ever liked King Diamond except me.
You don't. Oh, y'all just became best friends.
We
just
become Yay! Friends. You
don't even know. This change podcast name Four Geeks now because right there. Oh so my god!
This is what it's like when doves cry.
Do you hear that?
Grandma, what?
Tromaville, Mop Club, you are. Putting all your marketing behind MySpace and a concert tour as well. Ryan Reynolds as the Toxic Avenger, teaming up with Alanis Morissette, Nickelback, Celine Dion, Brian Adams as well.
The remaining
members of Rush.
Like Canadian Kenny Loggins.
He totally is.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Kenny Loggins was screwed.
gone to the danger zone.
Tangible Slime, a mop dance is thrown in there, which I'm not quite sure what that is. I haven't seen that, but so sorry, I'm going Three Geeks, so that gives
dang it
three wins.
Come on, guys.
Over one for the
guys, it's well your, it's your first, it's your first remake. Well like, done. There's well no done. Shame in your game. You guys played an no. excellent game.
Listen. Now that we know that we're supposed to actually pregame it, we'll be far more deadly.
I'm very nervous. I'm very nervous about the next round. You guys. Like,
that's the thing I wanted to say. Even though it was improv on the spot, like I was like, this is actually pretty well. This is a put together little.
Yeah, game. No, like I don't think it was improv on the spot. Like I'm pretty
we
sure
swear,
they got. They're reading like a teleprompter and shit. Like they got like the whole
production. No,
there's like five people.
We gotta move our iPod real quick. Hold on, just one second.
Literally, if you watch our show, you'll see how well we improv. We don't talk to each other. We just kind of It's pretty funny. It's probably gonna be way worse if we actually try to write stuff down. We're like, this is trash. This is horrible. What? Just talk.
I second that, Mike. I second that. I thought for two guys throwing it together, this is actually pretty damn good.
Thank you.
No problem.
But yeah,
your belt will be ours, though.
Yeah.
Your belt will be ours.
At some point,
It's you're gonna have to work a little harder than that, son. Just you want to come up against.
You know, funny enough, they call me the hardest working man in comics, so I am taking that challenge.
Yeah, but you aren't the hardest remake revolution, son. I am the revolution. Understand? Like, don't even. No.
You're gonna do like wrestling promos.
I understand. Look,
wrestling promos. I'll tell you, brother.
Oh yeah.
You know, you're like, I see you. You did well on your first one. I feel like you're talking a little big now.
Oh,
like don't get smacked down again. Though is all I'm saying. We already set you down once, so you might want to actually step away and come correct. Is all I'm saying.
We've got fired
up right now. Yeah. I feel like I'm
fucked, man. Okay, like no jokes. Like seriously, I love Remake Revolution more than anything that we do.
So, speaking of the hardest working man in comics, where can we find some of your hard work?
You can literally find me at Vantage In-House on all forms of social media, vantageinhouse.com. Definitely come to Comic Town because all of my stuff is here. I'm even on the wall. Like, I'm special. I'm up there, right? So, yeah, come through and buy some good books. If you are into creating comics, check out You Create Comics. So that's the letter U-C-R-E, the number 8, comics.com. And you can check out all the cool products and programming that we offer. Educate your children so that they don't have terrible story ideas like we did. And create some cool stuff that other people will enjoy.
And where can I find my Three Geeks stuff? Where can we find that?
We are at threegeeks.ninja. We've got the most badass website on the internet, threegeeks.ninja. You can find us, all of our podcasts you can get on Stitcher, Apple Music, whatever they freaking call it now, Google Play. We're on Anchor, we're on all that stuff. But yeah, if you want the juice straight from the fruit, you know, if you want the straight up sauce, you just
got sexy.
You
want the juice straight from the fruit? Oh, I'm using that.
You gotta work on your metaphors.
When I get home, I'm gonna use that to my lady,
that's no preservatives, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no added sugars, all right? Like, this is the straight up sauce.
Yo!
D'Angelo something.
This is it. All pulp, baby. What you mean? I like it. Dang it, Max. That was awesome.
He saw cats, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, dude, I saw cats and that was it. Now I just don't give a fuck. Like, the world means nothing. I've looked into the abyss, sir, and the abyss looked back.
The abyss was cat buttholes.
Oh, dude, puckered up cat buttholes, like Idris Elba's cat butthole.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
John?
Yes.
Thank you, John, for holding
for enduring.
For enduring.
You say that now, off air, you're going to go, you're not allowed to book any more guests ever.
No, I loved it. It was awesome. I kind of love just being able to sit back and watch stuff happen. It's kind of great. But where can we find some of your good stuff, John?
PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly, where all my episodes are up. But it's also available wherever you can find any major platform or any major podcasting platform. And Matt Talk is currently right now only on Anchor, but it's going out everywhere. So if you have said, I've heard my grandfather talk about this show, and you want to check it out, well, there you go. Matt Talk.
There you go.
Episode 1, hot fire. Straight hot fire.
And, if Andy Griffith was alive, he would thank you for that compliment, I'm sure.
Like, people were like, hey, oh, man, he's turning over in his grave. Like, no, Andy Griffith stood up out of his grave, did 3 backflips, and then sat back down in the motherfucker.
And then he'd be like, what's hot fire mean?
Am I on fire?
He's been watching. He knows what hot fire is. He's been watching from heaven.
Andy Griffith sat up out of his grave, started whistling the theme song to the Andy Griffith Show, but Dylon spitting a freestyle on top.
There you go.
Get the close up on that one.
Dylon.
I've been your host, Mike McGee. You can catch my stuff at youtube.com/MikeMcGeeTV. I just did a podcast with Max, remembering Joel Schumacher and Denny O'Neill, some contributors to the Batman legacy. And we just started a new season over at Anchor on the One and Done podcast for Firefly. So check out that first episode. We'll have all the stuff in the description, and I'm sure. Thanks so much. This was a blast. This was fun.
Check it out down there.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Congrats, guys.
Yeah. Good win.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Remake Revolution, The Toxic Avenger. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know it got a little crazy. I know it got a little wacky. I hope that didn't take away from your enjoyment of this episode, because I got to be honest, it's hella fun whenever we get together to do one of these Remake Revolutions. I mean, you got to be creative. You're trying to make people laugh. You're trying to entertain the judge and the host. And I think Victor, Ryan, Max, and Dan certainly did that. And I hope you agree with me. if you do agree with me or if you don't agree with me, there's a couple different ways you can voice your opinion. First, you can email me, and my email address is johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter. My personal handle is @pvdmvp. You can leave me a message over on the Facebook page or the Instagram page of this podcast. Simply look for @pvdcast. And I need to let you know where you can get your hands on this podcast, just in case you want to tell a bunch of folks about it. First of all, pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly, is probably the easiest place to go, but it's also available through all of the major podcasting platforms. And if you don't find it, just go to that podcast platform search engine and put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, PVDcast John Orlando, and you should find it. And please don't forget to rate and review, and of course subscribe so you never miss an episode. And I need to give some love real quick to, once again, Redline Radio, where the PVDcast can be heard every Monday night at 9:30. Just jump on over to RedlineRadioLLC.com or find them on Facebook at Redline Radio LLC, or better yet, download that Android app, man, and then you have it right there in your pocket on your phone. And again, the iPhone version is coming real, real soon. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's been a long episode, so let's get the heck out of here. So I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Has been a production of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2020.